All right, first up, we're talking about a tense situation surrounding a mining operation in the country of South Africa specifically. This all started about a week ago. The miners argued that because their jobs are very dangerous, they wanted to be paid more for their work, about three times more. The company that owns the mine, which is called Lonmin, said no, so the miners went on strike. This all happened at the Marikana mine. It's about 2 hours away from Johannesburg, which is the largest city in South Africa. The strike turned deadly last week when police officers opened fire on the striking miners. 34 workers were killed, 78 others were wounded. A police commissioner says the officers were forced to defend themselves after the miners fired on them. Journalists at the mine couldn't say for sure which side fired first. People came out to protest the shooting over the weekend. They were carrying traditional machetes, the large knives you see right here. Lonmin, the company, says the strike is illegal. It set a deadline for the miners to report back to work. That deadline is today. Next up, we're moving north to Syria. Around 300 military observers from the United Nations are leaving the Middle Eastern country. They've been in Syria for 4 months. They were supposed to monitor a ceasefire that the government and rebels agreed to back in April. But that ceasefire never happened. In fact, the violence just got worse. That's not the reason why the UN observers are leaving, though. Their mandate, their authorization to be in Syria, ended yesterday. The United Nations says it will still have a presence in Syria and will keep working to find a solution to the country's civil war. Our next headline brings us back across the Atlantic Ocean, but it doesn't take us out of the water. You see Cuba and the Florida Keys coming around right here. Diana Nyad is attempting to swim from one to the other. This is a practice video from a few years ago. Nyad started her swim on Saturday. The 103-mile trip is expected to take her 60 hours if she's able to complete it. Nyad's team says she's been making good progress, though she's been stung by jellyfish on her face, hands, and neck. She's tried this a few times before. She told CNN that there's some extra pressure this time around.
On the one hand, I'm feeling some pressure. As you mentioned, it's not the first time. We can dig back way back to 1978 when I was very young, in my 20s, coming up to, you know, the last couple of years and a number of failures at this. So I'm feeling tremendous, you know, inner pressure that this has got to be it. This has got to be the last time. And on the other hand, I have to tell you, I am sky high excited. My adrenaline is just pumping out of my skin. I'm ready for this.